Menachos chapter 10, Mishnah 3. Ketzer hayu'aisin, and how did they, what was the process that they used to reap the barley over there? So shluchei based in yoitzin ma'erev yomtov. So the emissaries of the court went out before Pesach. And vo'aisim oisa krichus b'mechuba lekaka. And they would actually tie the barley together, that, like with the, you know, so that it would be easy to harvest it. And so it would be marked exactly which barley that they were going to come and take after Pesach. To make it easier to reap. Then after Pesach, the night after Pesach, so all the people from all the neighboring towns would assemble there where they were going to harvest the barley. So that it would be harvested with great ostentation and maximal effect. When it got dark, then the people would ask the reapers, the people doing it. Now remember, there were three of them. So they would each ask, has the sun set? And the crowds would answer yes. And then the next guy would say, has the sun set? And they would go, yes. Has the sun set? Yes. And then they would say, so repeat each thing three times like this. Then they would say, Magalzu, should I harvest with this sickle? And Oimrim Hain, they would all say yes. But Magalzu, Oimrim Hain. Kupazu, should I use this basket? And they would all, Omrim Hain, they'd all say, yes, Kupazu, Omrim Hain. Then they would say, if it was Shabbos, B'Shabbos Omalehem, Shabbosu, should we harvest on the Shabbos? Omrim Hain, and they would say, yes, Shabbosu, Omrim Hain. Ektsor, they say, should I harvest? V'Haim Omrim Hain, Ktsor, harvest. Ektsor, V'Haim Omrim Loi Ktsor. Shloisha Pamim Al Kol Davar V'Davar. And they repeated everything three times. And obviously to make it, you know, levedic and very nice. And they would say, yes, yes, yes. Kol kach lame, and why did they do all of this? This whole, procedure. Bibnei habayasoysim, because there was a sect called the Bothisians. And they said, shu oimrim ein ktsiras oimer b'moitzi yomtov, that you didn't actually harvest the oimer on Moitzi Yom Tov. They reinterpreted the verses of the Torah, and they interpreted that you always harvest the first Sunday after Pesach. It was a literal interpretation of the verse. But we had our Loch HaLemoshe Messina that no, it goes the night after Pesach, and in order to, like, show them. So we did it with grandeur and fanfare and announced it, really. And that's why it was, done with such fanfare.